The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer, we pray for healing remedies through kindness. Healing remedies through kindness. We're all wounded. We're all wounded. Because of original sin, because of personal sin, and because of people that wound us, and we wound them also. So constantly we have to go through a process of healing. And there's that famous author who died last century, Henri Nouwen, says, either we are wounded wounders or we're wounded healers. Either we are wounded wounders or wounded healers. We should all strive to be wounded healers. How can this come about? We read in the prophet Isaiah, as well as Peter, by his wounds we're healed. So we have to go to Christ and allow his wounds to heal us. And we're never going to be healing other people by sarcasm and by meanness or by acrimony or being caustic or by being mean. It doesn't work. Rather, we win over the hearts by kindness. That's one of the greatest saints known for this is Saint Francis de Sales, known for his great kindness. He said that we can attract more flies with a teaspoon of honey than a barrel of vinegar. I've often thought I'd prefer the barrel of vinegar because I didn't want to attract flies anyway, no? But the idea is we don't attract anyone by bitterness, but rather by kindness, no? So we're in the week before Advent, and we're in the wake of Christ the King. Often in preparation for my Sunday homily, I listen about two or three YouTubes, and I listen to Bishop Robert Barron's talk, Word on Fire. He's a very eloquent preacher, and I'd like to give you some ideas of that as we were preparing for the church new year. His homily was this: Christ is the King, but is Christ the King of our whole being? You might even do this sometime during the course of the week, make a good confession in preparation for the church new year, and ask yourself, is Christ really the King of your whole life? I think most of us would have to say, well, not really, but I hope, no? So let's do it this way. Is he King of your eyes? Everything that you view with your eyes, is that pleasing to God? Probably not. Well, be converted. How about your mind? Aristotle speaks about the three faculties of the mind, your memory, your understanding, your imagination. Would you say that your mind is totally subject to the king? Probably not. How about your ears? Are you all listening to me? Are you? Do you hear me? Okay. How about your ears? Do we listen to gossip? Have you ever in your life listened to gossip? Chismoso, right? Because gossip is a two-way street. Those who say it and those who listen to it. So there's a double sin there. I often will mention my famous Protestant minister, Adrian Rogers. He says that our ears are not a garbage dump. I like that. Our ears are not a garbage dump. So if someone is gossiping, what do? You can get up and walk away. Or change the conversation. Or this person is criticizing the person, say something positive about the person that's being criticized. Amen? Try to do that. It takes a lot of courage. And then probably once she gets up, she'll start to gossip against you once you try to correct her. But what's important is your goodwill. How about your lips and your tongue? On Thanksgiving, did you overeat? Ah. How about your tongue? Are all your words pleasing to God? I've often quoted Saint Bernard. I've heard this attributed to Saint Bernard and Saint Bonaventure. Maybe Saint Bonaventure got it from Saint Bernard, no? Is we should open up our mouths. On three occasions. You heard me preach this before. To praise God. To accuse ourselves. And to edify our neighbors. You like that? I love it. I love it. Praise God. That's what we're doing now in Mass, right? Accuse ourselves. We're all sinners. We have fallen short of the glory of God, as Paul says. And to edify others. No, the verb is to edify, but what's the noun? An edifice, which means a building, what an edifice is, no? How about your hands and your feet? Do you use your hand and your feet to glorify the Lord? I'll give you an examination of conscience. Corporal works of mercy. Do you feed the hungry? Do you give them to drink? Do you clothe the naked? Do you welcome the foreigner? Do you visit the sick? Do you visit the imprisoned? If you say yes, 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 then Christ is really your king. By the way, that's the gospel we have for year A. Yesterday was year B, Pontius Pilate before Jesus Christ. And then you know what we have year C? Jesus on the cross with the good thief. There are three different gospel readings for Christ the King. How about, Father Bishop Barron was pointing out, how about your body? Are you living a life of chastity? That's a tough virtue. That's a tough virtue. Our Lady of Fatima says most people are lost because of the sins against chastity, right? 1917. And St. Paul says, do you not recognize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And he says, giving the command, glorify God by your bodies. Who does that the best? The martyrs. Today we have the first reading, the Lamb. Who's the Lamb? The Lamb is Jesus Christ. What happened to that Lamb? That Lamb was slaughtered. What do we say in the Mass? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And how about this? What about your intentions? Do we do everything for the AMDG, or are there some of our intentions a little bit mixed? Hello? We do it sometimes, you know, yeah, but there's some hidden agenda. We want some... People take the hat off. We want some accolades, some hidden praise, no? Maybe a pat on the back. No? I think if we really dig deep into our inner recesses of our conscience, we see that some of our intentions, they're ulterior motives. A great way to overcome that is, as St. Louis de Montfort says, in the image of the poor man presenting the apple to the queen, to the king, remember that? You give everything to Mary, Mary will polish, and she'll purify our intentions. Now, I've left the last, which is the most important, and I'd like to end on a positive note, because I think everything that I've said to you, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our mind, we fall short. At least I do, or maybe have a group of 200 great saints here, no? But I think we all fall short. But we should be aiming for perfection. I'm going to say something very simple but very profound at the same time. The most important thing is our heart. Because everything I really said, basically it flows from the heart. Jesus says, from the heart you got good deeds and bad deeds. From the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Our hearts have to be purified. What is the most important gesture you can do on planet Earth? The body of Christ? Amen. Amen? Amen. The body of Christ?
Amen.
So, if you, today in this Mass, you receive communion with faith, devotion, passion, love, fervor, with a burning fire of love. All those things I've mentioned to you can be elevated to the most sublime level. Do you believe it? All of them. Because you receive the mind of Christ. Doesn't St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ? Then he says, you have the mind of Christ. I relate that to before communion and after communion. Put on the mind of Christ, body of Christ, you have the mind of Christ. That means his memory, his understanding, his imagination. You receive communion where? On your tongue. You've got the mouth of Christ. You receive communion and you have the hands of Christ. But don't forget, the hands of Christ were crucified, so were his feet. We're following a crucified Savior. But beyond Good Friday is the glory of the resurrection. Amen?
Amen.
Paschal mystery. You receive the body of Christ. If you're struggling with chastity, you have the precious blood of Christ that is rushing through your veins into your heart. That's the secret of chastity. Amen? It is. And then finally, is your love cold? When you receive Holy Communion, you have, I said this many times, a spiritual heart transplant. You have the Sacred Heart of Jesus beating within your heart. So this week we really want to pray that Jesus Christ will take full possession of our mind, our hearts, our bodies, our souls, our past, our present, our future, in time and for all eternity. Amen.